Did what I wanted to do. Change speeds a lot. Threw a lot of curveballs. Threw one changeup in the first inning, two in the third inning, and you know, good results with everything.
Be happy with the efficiency? Like, you had a 7-pitch inning, you averaged 11 pitches an inning?
Definitely. That's probably my lowest pitch count for three innings all time. So, yeah, it's definitely, you know, and that comes with change of speed, getting guys out in front, poor contact, all that. Yes, that's, I mean, I plan to continue to use that and hopefully, like today, get some quicker innings, some quicker outs, and, you know, overall better results like that. Pitch deeper in the game. Sure. Yeah. I mean, I left a couple strikeouts out there probably. Felt like I could have used my slider in a couple situations, but haven't started using that yet. So once I do, then, you know, there'll be a few more strikeouts.
Does that involve a little bit of a change of mindset for a pitcher? Like, you mean to go for those, you know, those types of outs rather than want to strike out?
Yeah, but I think it's something that needed to be done. I mean, obviously I was getting it done striking guys out, but, you know, a 4.5 the last 2 years isn't exactly, you know, what you want out of your number two starter. So, you know, I don't care about anything other than that.
John Farrell's mentioned a few times about wanting his starters to get deeper and deeper into games. Is that something that message sent one of the reasons for this too?
Well, I mean, we've been talking about it and working on it for the last 2 years. And like I said before, there's times where I wanted to get those pitches over and maybe took a little bit off to get them in the strike zone, and then I would be more aggressive with them and they could just lay off them. But now I think I'm throwing good quality breaking balls in the strike zone that they, you know, have to put in play.
Is part of the satisfaction of what you're doing now and repeating the arm speed for the different pitches, you know?
Yeah, I think everything's coming out, you know, the same. Everything looks the same. I'm putting forth the same effort level through with fastball, curveball, changeup, and, you know, the speed differential that I'm looking for is there.
Are you doing a better job of channeling your asshole, or has that not happened yet?
Well, I guess I'm probably not going to be more of a a-hole on the mound, really. I guess it's kind of more of a mindset, really, of being aggressive with all your stuff and just saying, like, you know, here, hit this, instead of just kind of maybe shying away with the breaking stuff, because I didn't have, you know, the utmost confidence in probably my slower stuff that I did with the fastball and slider.
So you're not going to, like, go out there one game in spring and just try to throw at guys to try to...
Probably not. Definitely not throwing at guys. Probably not yelling at anybody or, you know, doing anything like that.
What do you feel more advanced with your slow stuff, the curve or the changeup?
I feel good with both of them right now. I think probably my curveball is further along. Just I've had more experience throwing that. But coming into camp this year, I made a little bit of adjustment with how I gripped the changeup. It's just how it kind of happened when I started playing catch with it this year. That's the way it was comfortable, and it's been really good so far, so that's encouraging.